I need your glory. I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. I need your glory. I want your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. So many times I stayed awake, rejecting your love and warm embrace. I realized that I need you more and more each day. I need your glory. I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, God, for your favor, your unmerited favor. God, I want to say thank you for your love on another day, for another day that you have made, another day that you've already given us the victory, another day that you've already made ways, crooked ways straight, another day, God, that your arms of protection will be around me, and another day, God, that you will order my footsteps, walk with me, talk with me, be with me, God, abide with me, God. I love you, and I want to say thank you for another day. God, the songs of my heart, I may not have been able to sing the song with the right tone or melody, but God, my heart is crying out this morning that I need your glory. Oh, God, I want to say thank you, God, for your glory. I want to say thank you, God, for your presence. For in your presence, God, there is fullness of joy. God, in your presence, there is life evermore. And as we go into day 39 of our 40 days of fasting, God, I need you today like I've never needed you before. Thank you for mercy yesterday. I thank you for grace. I thank you for your keeping power. But God, today is the day that the Lord has made. I can rejoice. I can be glad in it, knowing that you have something great in store for me on this day. I thank you for allowing me to participate in the outpour of your spirit last night at the Yeshua Youth Revival. God, I thank you for your glory, because your glory filled the room and we were reminded to just do it, God. Whatever it is that you call for us to do, we need to be about our Father's business and just do it, God. She reminded us not to fear not, God, that we don't have to fear anything, God, that we don't have to be discouraged by anything. That's all we have to do is be strong and courageous, God. Fear not and stand still, and we will be able to see your salvation. We'll be able to fight the battle that you have for us to fight, God. Oh, God, ingrain that belief, that thought, that knowledge into our DNA, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls this day, God, that we may be able to move forward in you in the mighty name of Jesus. You have a higher calling, Lord. You have a greater anointing, God. You still are pouring out your spirit upon upon all flesh, that your sons and daughters are prophesying, young men are seeing dreams, and old men are seeing visions or having visions. God, you're still doing that, and we're still living in the last and evil day. So, God, we want your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your power, Lord. Oh, God, less of us cast the devil out of our minds and cast him out of our wills, even as we have begun and we continue to purge ourselves. And to set ourselves aside, God, we need you to continue to refine us in the mighty name of Jesus. Refine us, God. Make us pure gold in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast out all impurities, God. Cast out everything that's unlike you, God. Cast out, oh God, everything that's unlike you in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your blood wash us. Let your blood cleanse us. And let the refining fire of your spirit, God, make us clean and make us whole completely, God, in the name of Jesus. If we are not ready, oh God, to be used, God, refine us even more, God, in the name of Jesus, and put us back into the fire, God, that we may have all of your glory. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, nothing else will do but more of you, God, more of your anointing, God, and all of you in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I know that this wasn't a regularly scheduled time to pray and to record the prayer, but, God, I heard your voice, God, to do a special edition, God, to seek after your face. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, God, to lift up your name, God. Hallelujah. And to magnify your name today. Every day we're seeking after you, God. Every day, God, we're putting flesh under subjection to submit ourselves to your will and to your way. God, hear the pleas and hear the cries, oh God, of your people, God, and quench our hunger, God. Satisfy our thirst, or satisfy our hunger, Lord, and quench our thirst, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, the world can't do anything for us. But, God, we need you, God, today. We long for more of your anointing in our lives so that we may put the gifts that you have stirred up in us, God, to use, that we may bring you glory, God. All that we do, God, is for your glory. All that we do is for your honor. All that we do is to lift up and to magnify your name, to lift up your holy name, oh God, so that the world may see you and not see us, that we may be a conduit, God, for them, oh God, to come to you and ask, what must I do to be saved? Fill us with your spirit, God, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, with power on high, God, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to live right, God. We need your glory, God, power, God, to go where you need us to go, power, God, to say what you need us to say, God, boldness, God, to be able to witness, God, unto the ends of the earth, the uttermost parts of the earth, God. We need your glory, God. Hallelujah. So hear our prayers and hear our pleas. Hallelujah. Hear our worship, God. Inhabit our praises, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, as we cry out to you, oh God, not in weakness, as we cry out to you, not in despair, as we cry out to you, God, this morning in victory. Thank you, God, because I live in victory on this day. So bless those that took time to go to the website to tune into this message, to this prayer this morning. Thank you, God. Let it fall upon their ears, God, and encourage them, God, to seek after your faith. Hallelujah, to seek after your anointing. Oh, God, to not be satisfied with anything less than all of you. None of us, God, less of me, God, more of you, all of you, God, to not settle for, God, for just anything, but to be hungry enough to continue to chase after you. God, we are chasing after you this morning. Nothing else will do, God. The songwriter said, I need you more and more. I need you more and more. And our prayer this morning, God, is that we need you more and more. I need you more today, God, than I needed you yesterday, because today is a brand new day with new challenges, new obstacles, new opportunities, new victories, God, new deliverance, God, new freedom, God, new healing, God, new breakthrough, God. There's a newness about this day, God, because it's another day that you made, God.
God. Hallelujah. New transformations of the mind, oh God. New, oh God, outlooks on life, God. New aspirations, God. Let the newness spring forth out of us like a well of living water, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, spring up like a well, God, down in our souls, God. Oh God, and nourish us and revive us and replenish us, God. Oh God, and make us whole. Make us one, God. Make us stronger in you. And so we bless your name, God, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Wonderful God, wonderful Savior, mighty Counselor, hallelujah, Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, the great I Am. You are everything that we need and more. Let us not do anything on this day for vain glory. Young lady, Sister Willis, reminded us yesterday that all things that we do should be for the glory of the King. The glory of our God. And I want to say thank you, because that's our mission, God, to be pleasing to you. God, I want to make you smile today. I want you to be proud of us today. So, God, let your glory be revealed in us. Drive out everything that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of the mind and cast the devil out of the wheels and cast him out of our way. We plead the blood. The blood washes. The blood makes whole. The blood, God, renews. The blood does. It still works, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, your blood, it still has not lost any of its power. So let your glory, God, be revealed in us on this day. My prayer for the people of God is that you show us your glory. Show us your power. Work it out all on our in our behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for families today. We pray for broken homes, God, today. We pray for broken marriages today, God. We pray for those that are unemployed, God, today. We pray for the homeless, oh God, today. We pray for the weak among us, oh God, today. We pray for those that are focusing on you, oh God, today. We pray for those that are continuously looking at the hills from whence cometh their help, God, today. God, we pray for those that are seeking your faith, God, today. God, we pray for those that need a breakthrough, oh God, today. God, we are praying for those that need a door open, oh God, today. God, we're praying for our children today that you would keep them under the arms of under the shadow of the Almighty, God. Keep your arms and your hands of protection around them, God. We're praying for our children, God, today. We're praying, God, for those, oh God, that are willing to say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying, God, for those that are sitting high, God, and those that are, God, not there yet, God. We're praying for those that are still, oh God, being shaped and being molded by you every single day. We're praying for those that have fallen short of your glory, God, that they may turn their lives back over to you, God, and commit and submit themselves fully over to you, God. We're praying, God, for every pastor, God. We're praying for ministries, oh God, today. We're praying for our leaders, oh God, today. We're praying for the people of God today. We're praying, God, that your glory, God, might be revealed, and that your spirit, God, well, God, overwhelm us, God, and fall afresh on the hearts and the minds of your people everywhere, God. We're praying, God, for an outpour this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Every day that we come together, Lord, we're looking for an outpour. Every day that we come before you, God, we avail ourselves to you. For our bodies are not our own, but we were bought with a price. We were purchased with a price, a high price, a high sacrifice. God, you gave your best so that we might have life. And God, for that, I say thank you. Bless the hearer, oh God, of this prayer this morning. Let it fall on good ears, Lord, and let it encourage the people of God to continue to seek after you, God, because we need your glory. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be adored. You are a good God. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. And we say thank you, Lord, today. Thank you, Jesus, our Redeemer, our strong tower. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. We can seek your face, God, every day. You said early, God, I desire for the people to seek me while I may yet be found. You said, I love them that love me and seek me early in the morning.
God, we're seeking you this morning. And we ask that your will might be done in our lives. Thank you, God. We bless your name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray this morning. Thank God, amen, and amen. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day.